All right, let's take a look now at test 66, section 4, question number 1. With this one, we have just, we're looking for the flaw, and the passage says, according to the official results, 80% voted in favor, but those results must be rigged. Everyone I know voted against it, which is clear evidence that most people did. And the problem with this is biased sampling. Basically, just because everyone that person knows voted against it, that doesn't indicate most people did. And so this is assuming that the people that that person knows are representative. So it's an unrepresentative sample. So A uses evidence drawn from a sample that's likely to be unrepresentative. That's exactly what we said. Now we look at some of the others. Presumes the truth of the conclusion that it sets out to prove. That's circular reasoning, and that is not what happens here. Rejects claim by attacking their proponents. That's an ad hominem, or attacking the person, and that is a flaw, but doesn't happen here. Argument fails to make a needed distinction between how people should have voted and how they actually voted. The argument doesn't do this. It doesn't talk about what should or should not have happened. It's just what did or didn't happen. And defends a claim solely on the grounds that most people believe it. It's not actually talking about what most people believe. It is about what most people did as far as voting. And so that one, we don't really know anything about mental states. And so answer choice A is definitely our best one there,